Om Shanti. Good morning, everyone. Those who are sitting at the back, I'm going to invite you all and encourage you all to come more forward. We want to make this more of a workshop space rather than a class. And although it's not an ideal venue for workshop, but if we close it together, then there'll be good opportunity to share and connect with each other. So this morning, it gives me great pleasure to welcome my dear sister, Sister Antonella. We've known each other for a good few years and have done little projects together. So Sister Antonella is from Italy, from the center in Bologna, and has been with Baba for over 30 years, right? And she's also part of the national coordinating team in Italy and also a board member. But more than all the roles that she plays, she's very creative and a lot of fun to be with. So I think you're going to enjoy this morning because one of her specialities is really unpacking yarn and churning and finding creative ways of going into the experience of what Baba shared. And it's interesting, after I told her that we'd like you to do this workshop on love because it's Valentine's Day, Baba presented her with two full murlis on love. So she had good material to work with. So over to you, Sister Antonella. Thank you.
Thank you, Pratibhavan. Om Shanti, and great pleasure to be with all of you today. Saint Valentine's Day, the day of love. So I was actually remembering an experience of mine many, many years ago. I hope it doesn't happen all the time. When I first came to Madhuban, my first trip to Madhuban. And it was the year when Baba didn't come, the season of 89-90. I don't know if you were already around. And prior to that, Babdada was having personal meeting with souls on the stage, one-to-one. You probably heard it or experienced it, I don't know. So when I came, it was the year that Baba didn't come because Daddy Gulzar was sick. And that was my first visit to Madhuban. And it was extremely powerful year, even though no meeting. But in spite of having wonderful experience of Baba and the yoga was very powerful, then I was hearing some sisters talking to each other about their own personal blessing with Baba. You know, they were sharing like, oh, Baba told me this and Baba told me that. And I was there saying, thinking, well, Baba didn't come this year and I will never have this kind of opportunity. So I was within myself complaining to Baba, sweetly, yeah, but still complaining. And so I went to meditate. It was evening meditation in Om Shanti Bhavan, because at that time that was the only complex. So I went to sit in Om Shanti Bhavan. And I was still complaining, you know, to Baba, like, why not me, personal meeting with you? It was out of love, of course, but still complaining. And then I felt Baba pulling the soul into a state of total silence. And at the same time, it was like being immersed in love. And I remember thinking, oh, this is love. And I never experienced that before. It was like a completely new experience. But interesting, I could name it, this is love. But I never experienced it, at least in this life, before. It was a unique experience of what we are and what we can gain and share with God. Because we come, you know, before Gyan from lots of experiences of emotional, touchy type of love that provides us with temporary happiness and lots of sorrow, I guess, for all of us, everyone. The mechanism is the same for all. So we come from those experiences, so we know very little about love, and we know it also very wrongly. And here we are. Baba is opening something deep. It's like touching something deep inside the self, a space within the self where love is stored, where we know exactly what love is. Well, we need to experience it first to realize it, and then make sure that being open, it keeps pouring out the best of the self through all the virtues, I guess. Every virtue contains a portion of love. Anyway, today is the day of love. So good, we are in Madhuban. The best day to be in Madhuban, actually. I guess we are all very much in love with God to be here. And at St. Valentine, the day of love, usually people share gifts. No, did you share gifts on the day of love? So why not sharing gift with Baba today? So we will do a little exercise. Do you like to do an exercise? Something simple, but experiential. So, I will guide you with a little meditation. Maybe we can have some music as a background. And we will prepare ourselves to give a gift to Baba, our beloved. Today is definitely our beloved. So just become, in 1 second, the great soul that you are, the special soul that you are, and stabilize yourself in the consciousness of being unique in front of Baba's eyes. And while reaching him and looking at him, feeling his presence with you, in front of you, what gift would you give to him? What gift are you ready to give to him? He deserves a lot. What are you willing to gift to Baba? Feel his presence. What are you willing to give to him as a special gift today? And stretching your arm to towards him in a subtle way. Feel in your heart with the power of love. Hand over your gift to him. Whatever. Maybe yourself. Maybe a weakness you want to get rid of. Whatever. Stretch your arm and give it to him. Knowing that whatever it will be, it will appreciate it. And keeping this vibration, turn yourself towards the person next to you. And share what you gift to Baba in pairs. If you want to, of course. But just share, I give this gift to Baba. Do it in pair, because later on this will be again used. What gift did you share with Baba? If there is somebody alone up there, you can move next to somebody. Okay, was a long gift, huh? Did you give him many gifts? And now we will do the opposite. Because Baba is the ocean, he never comes without gifts. Therefore, remain in the pair that you are with now, and you will become instrument for each other to bring back a gift from Baba. you know, our Brahmin life is for surrendering to Him, be with Him, but also become instrumental. So right now we will become an instrument of Baba to carry a gift for the other person next to you. And I will guide you in this. So you will start giving drishti to each other in the same pair that you were before. I mean, if somebody is alone, please just sit next to somebody else. Nothing happened. Very easy. So sit next to somebody, if it hasn't happened yet, in pairs, and you will give drishti to each other for very little, enough to go to Baba while looking at the greatness of the other soul and ask Baba, what gift do you want to give to this soul? What gift do you want to give to this brother soul? Be generous. Baba is the ocean of everything. Emerge the best thought that you can create. What gift, which becomes like a blessing, does Baba want to share today with this soul in front of me, knowing how unique and special we all are? Again, feel the presence of Baba. Being just the soul, just light, just yourself, with your eternal companion, sharing love with your family. And now you can share verbally, you can talk to the other. What gift you felt the Baba was giving to that soul. What gift did you bring down? Okay. Did you carry many gifts, according to how much you are talking? Anybody want to share what they received? Did you appreciate to receive anything? Was it meaningful to you? So, anybody that want to share one word? I don't know if there is a mic. You can shout it out. So. Would be nice to hear your gift. So we might join it. Huh? We can take it also. Few sharing would be nice. Yeah, brother. The mic is coming. Actually, if you can come at the front. Whoever wants to share, just get closer to the stage. It's down there.
Om Shanti.
Good.
Yeah, I would love Baba to give him the gift of manifesting Baba and spreading his love and light to the world.
Okay, being an instrument, unlimited instrument.
Unlimited instrument, spreading Baba's love and light to the world.
Good, that's a good blessing, huh? Who else? Somebody else want to share, even in another language? Did you receive anything? So. Okay. Come. It's meant to be a workshop style, no? So, it's good if you speak. Is he on?
Om Shanti. I will speak in Hindi. So, मैं जिस बहन के साथ बैठी थी, do you have translation? Okay. So, मैं जिस बहन के साथ बैठी थी उसका नाम डेलिया है, इजराइल के हैं. तो जैसे मैं उनके साथ बैठी तो हमें बाबा को गिफ्ट देनी थी ना.
Somebody can translate from Hindi. Good, thank you.
Okay. So, तो मैं उन्होंने कहा आप क्या गिफ्ट दोगे. मैंने कहा my heart, my breath, everything. But she said, my biography, my story. Then I suddenly touched, yes, heart is already with Baba. Everything is already with Baba. But my past and now, my present and my future. Then I felt, oh Baba. Then she said, oh sister, I am feeling we are angel. Yeah, it was wonderful.
So you switched to English. Thank you. Lovely. Thank you. Baba's touching. So, one more, then we carry on. One more sharing. No? You want to share? Yeah, come. It's good to share.
Thank you. Om Shanti, I need lots of interpreters now that I'm speaking English. So for me, it was this brother from Vietnam and sitting next to me. And I wish that Baba makes him a healer, a natural healer. And anybody who comes to him in pain goes back with relief and peace and feels healed. I don't care whether they become BK or not, but at least he heals them as they come to him. That's my wish for this humble soul.
Well, nice. Thank you. Okay, so let's carry on. Anyway, whenever you sit in meditation today, try to experience Baba's showering you with gifts on the day of love. Brahma Baba was an example of love, as we know. He was challenged in thousands of ways, as we know. But he had these thoughts with him all the time. They don't know what they are saying, or they don't know what they are doing. And with this awareness, he would accept an unlimited acceptance, which is an incredible expression of love. Within diversity, we are a huge family. And apart from us, there is the entire world where we are all different. Different sanskars, different past, different opinion, tons of opinions, different everything, different perspectives. And yet we are meant to be together, you know, the topic of this season, the power of togetherness. So the acceptance of diversity is something that I can avoid within my process of transformation. It's something that I have to go through at one point, in one way or another. It's one of the tests to become complete again and to create this kind of bouquet. The family is a bouquet within its variety. So Brahma Baba's yukti was to think they don't know what they are saying, they don't know what they are doing when, you know, in relationship with the world, people would challenge him, and he would not discriminate, he would not judge, which is something not easy at all. We come with such a critical approach to everything. We have something to say for everything. Does it happen to you? That you could say something about everything that happened, or about everybody. Such critical approach, judging everything, even when it's not your business. So to change this kind of sanskara is not like going to the hunter's house, as Baba says. So taking the example of Brahma Baba becoming, this is something that fascinates me, to be able to see things, maybe to be involved in things, and be neutral. That kind of neutrality the Baba call become a detached observer. I observe and I make the difference being there. It's wonderful to think wherever I am, I'm going to make a difference. Because we are not ordinary human beings. So wherever I am, I'm meant to make a difference. That's why I'm there. Not to judge, not to, you know, create chaos with my old sanskaras, not to criticize, not to point the finger for whatever. I'm there to make a difference in people's life. And this, I think, is the greatest example from Brahma Bapa. Total, total acceptance. Not just of people, but acceptance of drama. Because if I accept diversity, but I don't accept drama, it won't work. So this kind of double energy, accepting people's diversity and accepting drama, because it will move me at the best for me. Incredible faith in drama is actually love, because if I love Baba, I love truth. And to love truth means I go along on the rails of drama. Wherever they bring me, that will be the best place for me. Whoever brings around myself, which I didn't choose. Did you choose the people you live with? Maybe not. I didn't. But they are the best person for me in terms of my growth. So faith and love go together. And in Brahma Bapa, this was an incredible reality. And not just that, the legacy of love is to be able to absorb from God whatever I can pour down. The exercise we did was meant to practice to pour down whatever Baba wants to give me or through me. It's something to practice if we want to become an angel. And they will facilitate my subtle service. So whatever I can absorb from Baba, that will be, you know, great. And learn from Brahma Bapa example. And that's the legacy that I will carry on. And each one of us is carrying forward the legacy of the Yajna. And Brahma Bapa will stay awake at night to serve. And that was love. What else? Not to sleep enough. We are very attentive to sleep, no? We need to rest. But the amount of energy that Baba would draw from God would make him full. And therefore, that kind of Mansa Seva. We can only do Mansa Seva when there is a good stock of love. If I haven't stocked love from Baba, what Mansa Seva can I do? Really. And that's why Brahma Baba was serving subtly so much. We are probably all a product of that, are we? We are all born through Brahma Baba's calling. Did you have any vision of Brahma or something like that? I did. I had dreams, actually. I rarely talk about it, but I had dreams of Brahma Bapa, like 5 years before Gyan, more or less. And in the dream, it wasn't so clear, but clear enough to know that it wasn't Italian, and nor so my issue was which language does he speak? Because while I was dreaming this face, there was a voice behind that was saying, "This man is going to tell you the truth." So it's important to know the truth. I became extremely curious. I'm curious by nature anyway. So I thought, where is he? But the concern, which language does he speak? Because if he has to tell me the truth, I need to understand him. And so I called the China embassy. I used to live in Rome. Because I thought, he's wise, he knows the truth. Maybe he's Chinese, you know, I love China's culture. And I thought, that's the, you know, container of wisdom. So, and I asked the China embassy, how much would I need to learn Chinese? Because I wanted to be, you know, quick and meet this man. And the lady told me, 3 years is the minimum. I thought, 3 years? Am I supposed to wait for 3 years? I was extremely worried. And then I had a dream again, the second night. And the third night, same dream. And I called again the embassy. They got upset because I was asking the same question for 3 consecutive days. Eventually I gave up and no dreams anymore. But he stayed, and I forgot, completely forgot everything. Like nothing happened, no dreams. But then later, a few months later, I decided to study an oriental language that brought me to Japan, where I met the Brahma Kumaris. So I had to do something with oriental things. And there I met Baba. And 10 years after, I was in Gyan, I was running a center, everything was there. One morning at Umbrivella, looking at Brahma Baba's picture, I thought, this is the man of my dream. I didn't remember at all. And so it was an incredible realization that Baba called me many years earlier and somehow awakened myself. Awaken the soul, making it ready to reach Baba at some point, wherever. Sorry? Yeah, but in my understanding, wisdom, I didn't know anything about India, but I used to love China's culture. So, that's to say, as much as Baba, out of love, was serving the world, we are meant to do the same, and that's what makes our beloved very happy. Because Baba, incorporeal, so subtle, you know, intangible, is what his wishes us to be, as subtle as he is. And serving on a practical level, of course, we do a lot. I like service very much. But the subtleties of what we can become is, I think, according to the time, is the call of time. To become so subtle, so angelic. I was reading the news, in bracket, which I rarely do. And there is this young little girl, 5 years old, that was taken out of the rubble in Turkey, you know, all the mess of the earthquake. So she was thrown out of this after a few days being under the ruins. And the people ask her, did you feel hungry and thirsty? Of course, after, I think, 4 or 5 days, you know, under the ruins. She said, no, there was somebody dressed in white that would come, feed me, and go. Can you imagine? Somebody, this is what she witnessed, what she experienced. Somebody dressed in white, coming in, giving her food, and leave. That means an angel, in our language, probably in their language too. And it's a public news. So, what's the incredible power of subtle service that we can do? And I think this is a gift that we give to the world, but we give to Baba because it's what he would like us to be, to become angels. No, if somebody loves you very much, he wants to make, like a parent, a good parent wants you to be the best in everything and become the best. So Baba wants the same as a good parent. So his wish as a beloved, as a parent, as everything is for us to become incredible angels, complete. This is an extract of Jenti Ben's class that I liked it a lot. There is nothing that can take away the love that is absolutely stable, because I have experienced the ocean of love, and I know how that love has transformed me. It's a good reflection to think how much Papa's love has transformed me. I'm sure he did magic on every one of us, otherwise we wouldn't be here. But it's good to remember that, like do a little assessment. How much have I changed? Still a lot to do, of course, but how much have I changed already? It's a good thing for self-esteem, I think. And Papa's love has got the power of transforming the soul deeply and for good, forever. When we experience Papa's love, we cannot go back. There is no return, because it's so powerful that we can only move forward. In fact, the rule of life is love, is the ruler. We can do everything for love, do you? If you see what you have done in your life for out of Papa's love, it's just incredible. If I look at my past, I think it's just incredible what Papa made me do. And I think it's for every Brahmin. So the rule of life is love. Love every action you do, because you are building your new future. It's a nice exercise to do everything thinking I do it with love, out of love for Baba, out of love for Metta also, respect for matters. There is a story of a builder reaching the age of retirement. Maybe you know this story, but I tell anyway. And he's tired, you know, ready to retire, to go into pension. But the boss, his boss, told him, "No, please, before you retire, please build the last house." And reluctantly, because he didn't feel like at all, you know, when you don't have any more motivation. So anyway, the boss asked, he was pushing a bit, so he said, "Okay, I will." And he built the house, but with no love, no care, like he has to do quickly, just to finish the job. And so he didn't pay any attention, really, to the quality, to the goodness, to the beauty, nothing. And eventually the house was finished. And so he went to the boss and said, "Now I'm free, job done, I can retire." And the boss said, "Yes, that was my gift for you, for your retirement." And he gave him the key of the new house. So he thought, "Gosh, if I knew, I would have done it much better. If I knew it was for me." But on a karmic level, everything we do is for me. Everything I do is for me. Because I'm sowing seeds of my karma. So even if I do something for other people, we are all voluntary, so we know that very well. But yet, it's a very powerful consciousness that whatever we do, we are doing eventually according to the karma return. We do it for us. So do I keep this consciousness on a daily basis while I do whatever I do? Even respecting metta, there is such a difference in touching things in a, quick way or not respectful way, or vice versa, doing it with love. Because the vibration goes and comes back to you in terms of cooperation. Some people comment that they don't receive cooperation, either from metta or from people. It's just reflection to do there, because cooperation is the return of love. If I give love, if I share care, if I care about things, they will cooperate with me. Cooperation is the fruit of love, one of the fruits of love. Love's got many fruits, and all very sweet. So cooperation is one fruit. And if I don't get cooperation, I should ask myself, where do I lack respect? Where do I lack care, attention, support, sustenance? Because if they are there, cooperation will come back. Love is the energy of the future. Is the beauty of a deity's heart. You know, the future, the golden age, is the age of truth. That means it's the age of love, pure love, unconditional love. And that sanskara, we are building it now. So I can ask myself as a check-in point, how much am I doing everything with love? Just a check-in point for the self. So we experience love through many fortune that we have. We are fortunate, you know? Bhagishali, they say in Hindi. We are fortunate, so fortunate, so lucky. All the time we can experience how lucky we are. The fortune, for example, of listening to Baba every day. Can you imagine if the Murli was once a week? That would be weird. You know, we couldn't relate to a Murli once a week, would you? So we have a Murli every day. That wonderful love letter comes every day to remind us what we are meant to do. Today Baba was talking about love. Sunday was just the Murli about love, which we are going to explore it now actually. So the fortune of listening to him every day, which is the fortune that I can work upon. You know, the power of churning. Luckily, when I came in Gyan, in the center there was nobody. We were three, four, very few. Italy is a Catholic country, so not easy. So we were very few. So what to do? We churned. We were taking point and churn, and I remember falling asleep on the notebook but not letting go. I wanted to churn 3 points every day, 5 points sometime, and that was it. Strong determination, because the intellect, the mind, they are lazy. Even after years in Gyan, I see many souls that they don't churn. Because it's easy not to. It's an effort to churn. And we come with a lazy mind. Maybe we are very active, doing a lot, but the mind is lazy. And to go deeper into Gyan, it takes some determination, willpower, and effort. But Baba does the effort of giving us a murli every day, not once a week. So we are meant to churn on a daily basis if we want to keep our fortune, our awareness increasing. And it was today that Baba was saying that to churn is love, to explore Gyan is love, or it's just what I thought about it. I don't remember. Anyway, churning Gyan, which is what Baba suggests us to do, it's an expression of love for Gyan itself, which is truth, and for him. I can imagine the face. Baba doesn't have a face, but if he would have a face, he's incorporeal, just a point of light. But if, you know, he would just smile, looking at us, churning, like good students, you're doing your job. And this is an expression of love. How much do I value Gyan? If I do value Gyan, I will churn it. There are many classes on that you can access and use to improve that. And we do have the fortune of taking care of the yagya. We become generous with that. The yagya is taking care of us, no doubts, and very well too. But we are meant to take care of the yagya because eventually we are the yagya. All of us is a piece of the yagya, is a portion of the yagya. So the yagya is taking care of us, we take care of the yagya. In different way, being an example, represented properly, financially, at all level. And that's also love. And Baba, can you imagine how Baba does appreciate somebody that takes care of the yagya, which is his creation. So, like a good parent, not just the beloved. If we do take care of the yagya, then definitely Baba takes care of us. And I put, I choose Dadi Kumarka in the picture and Didi Manmohini that I didn't meet. She left the body earlier because they were an example of taking care of the yagya and expanding the yagya enormously to what it is today. I need to go a bit faster. So the fortune of our unlimited family. Sometimes people say, oh no, it's too many. But the family is wonderful in this way, unlimited. It's a very, I don't know, it's a honor to be part of such an unlimited family with such a variety. No? Do you feel honored to be part of this incredible family? And if I appreciate the family, that's Baba appreciate me because it's his family and therefore it's my family.
कर्मों के बलदार भी सतयुग में तो
So from Murli, Bhaktadas love each child more than the next. It is only at this time that you receive God's love. The children's love reaches Bhaktada, but their powerful stage reaches Baba less. Become an embodiment of power. So the balance of power and love is an important balance. And as you remember, surely, from Sunday's Murli, which I thought Baba was providing some material for me when I listened to that, Baba mentioned these three types of children. Those who have love, and as Baba was saying, we are all passed on that. Those who fulfill the responsibility of love, and those who are merged in love. Three types. We will do some reflection on those types, but before, just a little refreshment of what they are. The first type, those who just love, as well as love for the father. The children also have love for some people or for some instruments of metta, instead of having one strength and one support. They do not consider these to be an attachment, but a support. So it's a kind of self-deception if I do consider an attachment as a support, which might happen. So this was the first type. And the second type, those who fulfill the responsibility in a practical way. However, they sometimes experience being equal to the father and sometimes don't. They receive courage, zeal and enthusiasm, and special help from the father in return. This was the second type. And the third, those who are merged in love constantly experience the company of the Father constantly. No other type of support attracts them. The Father is the world of souls who are merged in love. So, out of these three types, we are going to have some questions for reflection. Do you all have paper and pen? Because, or you can take a picture of the questions for the sake of saving paper, because they were projected, so we didn't print them. So out of the three types of souls, ask yourself, which type am I? Why did I select this? And you can reply to the question in a very spontaneous way, not to think too much. It's good if you just, you know, throw out whatever thoughts comes in your mind. I will go through all of them and then I will leave you taking each of them with your own pace. Thinking of the thread of love, what makes it strong and unbroken for me? In my current state, what are the attractions and distractions that interrupt it, this bond of love? 3, how do I express responsibility in my love for Baba? That was the second type, no? Fulfill the responsibility of love. But how do I understand responsibility? 4, what is missing in my relationship with Baba that leads me to look for external support? Because what is missing here, I will look it outside. What external support can I or will I give up now so that I can take direct support from Baba? So now I can optimize my staying in Madhupan if I do a job like this. What can I leave here behind? And when I leave, I'm lighter, transformed. Madhupan has this power. 5, Baba mentioned the balance of love and power. What main ingredients would you put on each side of the scale, you know? The scale, the plate of the scale, love, power. Which plate is heavier and what do I need to put it one side or the other to make it balanced? So those are the questions for you. And maybe we can have some music as a background if you want to write down the answer. It will be a good journey, reflection and checking the self. think it's a computer. Okay, thank you. When you are ready, share it in the group of four. So you come to know different people. Put yourself according to the language also in groups of four and share the answer to the questions. Move around if you need. And you can also mix a little bit. Huh? Don't stay with the people that you came in with, so you know somebody else. Sorry? Yeah, you can. Of course. Get to know more people that you don't know. You have 15 minutes to share, so enjoy. If you are alone, just move somewhere and join a group. Okay. I'm aware that the questions were many, and they could be a nice reflection for all day, but our time is nearly over. Anybody want to share a few things? Then we close. Anything that you would like to share or comment or ask? What did you share in your group? Any things that came up for you? You can come freely to share, no problem. You were talking, so something has has been said. Nothing to share? You can carry on talking and having a conversation around this topic, lunch, when you meet each other. Having some question triggered reflection, and it can be useful to go deeper into the topic. And because today Baba is our beloved, it will be a beautiful experience of going deeper into the dimension of love. Okay, I think we have our last... nobody want to share really? Not even one or two? Come. It's a family. Nobody has the courage to share? Oh, good. Could be a word, little, doesn't have to be a poem. Om Shanti. No. Good.
Om Shanti. I'm the only one who comes here. I think you should all have courage to come and share your thoughts as well. Okay, especially today is Valentine's Day and you're talking about love. So I think we all love, really love Baba. That's why we are coming from a long way to be with him. And the way, you know, to put it in one whole sentence, if we follow the Srimad correctly, okay, Baba is teaching us every day. I think we'll feel the love. We'll feel his love because the Murlis and all the teachings and all the classes, they all are based on love as well.
They are.
I just feel that it balances, at least with me, what Baba is teaching daily in the Murli.
Good.
That's my sharing. So thank you. And it's not just today because it's Valentine's Day. It's for eternity. Love for eternity. The whole cycle. Om Shanti.
Yeah. It's not just one day, Saint Valentine. Mira.
Om Shanti. In the first exercise, we gave gift, different gift, but I was thinking that in the end, the packaging of the gift is love. So that's the thought I had. And the after doing the second exercise, I felt like, you know, it may not be a good combination, but having today Baba talked about accurate remembrance, actually, but having accurate love, love should also be accurate in a way. The quality, the three different types of love, I think the quality increases and then the love is accurate. I mean, it's not maybe you know, being more intellectual, you know, understanding, but so that was the thinking I had. So we improve and we have bigger and greater love. We develop that and it becomes more accurate. There's no negative side, I mean, with all the different quality balance of everything together. So am I making sense? Okay.
You do. Thank you, Mira. Accurate love, that's right. Accurate remembrance and accurate love, they go together. The last sharing, and then we close, because the stomach, yeah? Lunchtime. Yes, brother. Oh, you too.
Shanti again. So it's a Valentine's Day. Love is in the air, but it's for the worldly people. For us, the love is in the air every day, right from 4 a.m. or earlier than that. So we celebrate Valentine's Day with Baba every Amrit Vela.
Every day.
So, every day. So
just an excuse today. Hmm?
Yeah. Today's patient, because it's in the air for everyone. So just answering those three questions of, you know, three types of loving children, those who have love, those who fulfill the responsibility of love, and those who have merged in love, as per the last Murli. So just we had a quick sharing there with two brilliant souls. And what the outcome is basically, you know, I for myself I can speak is, I hover around the first and second. That's just by sheer power of, you know, yoga. Because to answer the last question, Baba mentioned the balance of love and power. What main ingredients would you put in each side? So I guess the love from Baba is eternal and always. Our love keeps little, you know, taking toll on in terms of our alaukik responsibilities in turn. And when we are working 8-10 hours a day, somewhere that deep love that we emerge at Amritvela takes a little bit, you know, forgetfulness on our part, and it's not such constant awareness of that Baba is with me. I wouldn't say that we depend on some external support every time, but I guess it happens at workplace. And that's where, you know, at the workplace, it tends to dilute our complete attention to Baba. Having said that, the thinking of the thread of love, what makes it strong and unbroken for me, is basically the consistent Amrit Vela and strong Amrit Vela, and followed by the Murli. So I think that's something puts the foundation very strong and keeps the, you know, the rail on the track, and then it derails in between, and then, but at least you're aware that you have to get it on track. So that's why I said that I hover around one and two, and the third, I think I have to get there by sheer power of yoga, because yoga is called as yog bal, because the power is built in the soul only through the power of yoga. The longer the sitting yoga, not that the one going here and there and, you know, chalte firte. So the sitting yoga hours have to be increased, and that's a challenge for me at this stage. Maybe after I retire I would have better time. That's what I guess. So this is the outcome.
Thank you. That the fire of yoga is the fire of love. Okay, I think we need to close. And okay. Yeah.
책임감 가니까 의무감이 좀 드는 것 같은데 좀 프리덤 자유와 좀 같이 이렇게 맺으면 좋겠다 하는 생각이 들어요.
He wants to share one point. When we talk about the second type of love, fulfilling the responsibility of love, you feel like you are obliged to do something. It's your duty. And there is some kind of force there. So in terms of fulfilling the responsibility, he feels that the factor of freedom freedom is one balancing factor in terms of fulfilling one's responsibility. So that's a thought he wanted to share.
Great. In fact, within the balances of virtue, responsibility and freedom, they go together. So it was a good thought. Thank you. Thanks to all for joining this morning. And we just close with one moment of meditation.
Just to live.